So again, welcome everyone to this day of mindfulness. Just for my own understanding of the audience today, how many people have been to many days of mindfulness? How many people have been to some or several days of mindfulness? How many people, this is their first day of mindfulness? Good. So you have the advantage because you have no ideas about what a day of mindfulness is, so you can be totally fresh and new. The rest of us have to kind of work at that a little bit. So it is said, what is this? It is said that the that when one practices Dharma, that one should see oneself as someone who is ill, see the Buddha as the physician, see the teachings and the practices as the prescription. So we are ill, and the Buddha teacher is the one who understands, has knowledge of illness, why people get sick. And the Buddha teacher is the one who's able to assess and diagnose and prescribe. Most of us here have been given the prescription, have been given the medicine to take. But we are like people, who have the medicine on the nightstand, or have the medicine in the medicine chest, but we forget to take it. Again, it always, many people, they say, just kind of lost it this week. Days went by and I was just kind of lost in my old stuff. Some kind of drama or some kind of obsession, rumination, or some kind of anger, resentment, or worry, you know what I'm saying? People just go, hours go by, or days go by, I just got lost again. So that is like someone, who knows they're ill, been to the doctor, got the medicine, was told to take it, and we bring it home and we keep it on the shelf. We forget to take the medicine, right? And then we wonder why we get sick and stay sick. Some medicines are said, they say, take this at the first signs of a cold. You know that kind of medicine? Take that at the first signs of a cold. That's very clearly what? Take it at the first signs of a cold. Don't wait until you have a full-blown flu before you take it. You don't have to wait that long. You don't have to get that sick before you start noticing you're sick. Notice you're getting sick right at the beginning and take the medicine. If you take the medicine at the first signs of the illness, there's a good chance you'll head it off, won't you? But again, unfortunately, most of us define our illness as severe. So we notice we're ill when we have severe symptoms. But the kind of illness that the Buddha is talking about is a chronic condition. Okay? It's a chronic condition. It means there may be flare-ups, but the key piece is chronic, which means the lower intense symptoms are often very present with us in our life. And if we don't name it for what it is, if we don't name So it is sad that many of us here, we've been to the physician, we've gotten worked up, the tests have been run. We have gotten a good diagnosis and assessment, and we've been given the medicine. And yet we don't take it. If we take the medicine as prescribed, we will get better. Of that there is no doubt. This is very effective medicine. This is not a new medication on the market. This is not a trial. The trials of this medication went on 2,600 years ago and were found to be effective, and they have been replicated and used by millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of human beings, just like us, for 2,600 years, and they work. So there is no excuse for us to stay sick. There is no excuse for us not to take the medicine when we are ill. But again, it has to be a willingness to step back from all your afflictions, major and minor, not just your rage, but your irritation and frustration. Not just your big fears, but your little anxieties and worries, right? Not just your major depressions, but, ongoing hurts, disappointments, sadness over minor losses, right? Did you see? Those are the warm coals that we always keep alive within us. And then when the winds of karma blow and they flare up, we are surprised, aren't we? But there should be no surprise. Because if we really were watching our mind and mindful during the day, we would see that those coals are always kept warm within us. We're always working our stuff, even at an unconscious, kind of subtle level. And if you just watched your mind throughout the day, not just attending to the big stuff, but just the little conversation that goes on in the background, you would see that the coals of all your emotional afflictions are being kept warm. Okay? Again, the medicine needs to be taken at the first sign of cold. Right. So please, don't indulge that which you know when it flares up is nothing but a source of suffering to yourself and causes you to be a source of suffering to others. As students of the Buddha, we have all been given the medicine. And we should have confidence and trust in the physician and in the effectiveness of the medication, that we should take it whether we want to or not. See, again, most people go, well, I take the medication when I feel like it. Right, like I am the arbiter of my medication regimen, which is fine if you're really that competent and insightful, and have a real strong knowledge of the medication and your illness and how to work with it. But most of us don't. We are still too ensnared within the within the illness, to see it objectively. We often don't realize that it is our own misperceptions and misconceptions and just kind of our acceptance of the normalcy of our unhappiness. And when I say unhappiness, it doesn't mean we, when I say unhappiness, I include all, you know, worries, anxieties, fears, resentments, hurts, judgments, critical, you know, all that. All that kind of mind state that people accept as normal, right, is abnormal. And it has been the role of the Buddhas and the masters and the teachers to point that out to us. That is why they are so precious to us in that life, because so few point that out to us. Right? Everyone else is giving us band-aids. Everyone else is kind of just helping us take our mind off it, or offering us support. You know, when you're sick and ill, it's nice to have support, but that doesn't get rid of the illness. Right. And for those who really want to be rid of the illness, then we have to take our treatment regimen seriously. We have to really ask ourselves the question, do I have trust, confidence in the doctor? Do I have trust, confidence in the medication? Do I really want to get well? You know, these are real fundamental questions that if we don't answer, then we may wonder why we are so lackadaisical in our taking the medicine as prescribed. When we are lost in the woods, and we are following paths that just seem to take us around in circles, and when all of a sudden somebody comes along and says, "No, there is a path out of the woods, right? Just follow this path. The path you're on just goes around in circles. It'll never get you out of the woods. It'll never get you where you want. But follow this path." This one does. Right? You know, what do you do at that time? We understand that we used to going around this path. It's very familiar to us, isn't it? We know all the signs. We all know all the sights. We could keep going around it forever, couldn't we? Unless we know that this is not the path we want to be on. It doesn't take us to where we want to go. You have to know where you want to go. The whole idea about having roads is they take you where you want to go. But if you don't know where you want to go, then it's hard to choose. And it's hard to know whether you're on the right road or the wrong road. Because there's ultimately no right or wrong road. It's really a right or wrong road, depending on where you want to go, where you want to be. So these are very important questions we need to ask ourselves. If we see after a year, several years, years of Dharma practice, we still, we're still not taking the medicine as prescribed. We just take it the way we think, or we forget. If we forget to take the medicine, what does that mean? We don't want to get well. See, we have all kinds of excuses, but the truth is we don't want to get well. If I want to get well, I'm going to take the medicine, right? People say, "Well, I forget." A lot of times people will say, "Well, I just forgot." But people don't forget things that are important to them, right? Sometimes we have intensives, and people will say, we have calls, and people say, "I just forgot." Yeah, we all forget. Do you forget to go to work? Yeah. Do you forget to cash your check? No. Yeah. Do you forget to eat? No. You know what I mean? So people, things that are meaningful to people, they don't forget. Things that are not that meaningful, not that much in people's minds, they could forget. But that tells us something, doesn't it? About ourselves. If we forget. If we forget to take the medicine. It says, I really don't want to get well, or I really don't trust that this medicine will get me well. Or really don't trust the doctor who prescribed it. So these are important kind of things to reflect on. If we see that we're not getting healthy, and we still get sick a lot, and don't take the medicine as prescribed. So is there any questions about that? Anybody see it differently?